الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this silsila is unique in a sense that we are learning about the beautiful lives of the personalities of the shuyukh, of the Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the previous silsilas we learnt about the importance of bay'ah, we learnt about the conditions of bay'ah, how to choose a shaykh-e kamil, and then after we've done bay'ah, what we should do, and also we learnt about the blessings of reciting the Shajra Sharif, the poem that Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has written for the Qadriya Razaviya silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Attariya silsila is a continuity of the Razavi, from the Razavi silsila as well. So today my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to talk about the 9th, the 10th and the 11th Buzurg of the Qadriya Razaviya Attariya silsila. I want you to please make notes if possible, pay attention to the silsila, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, definitely you will not only enjoy yourself, but inshallah Azza wa Jal, your iman will be inshallah Azza wa Jal revitalized. May Allah Ta'ala shower His blessings and His mercies upon us. Today we're going to start off with the couplet, the poem, or you can say the dua. Behre ma'roof wa sari, معروف دے بے خود سری, جند حق میں گن جنید با صفا کے واسطے. Now some of the words, I just want to tell you the meaning of them. Now the word بحر معروف, now معروف is the name of the بزرگ رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ, and معروف also in the next part, another word معروف has come again. Now the first word is the name of the Buzurg, and then the next one means goodness. Be khud sari, sari means humble or obedient, and junde haq meaning the army of truth, and ba safa meaning pure and clean. The mafhum of this dua is that, O Allah, give me goodness and purity for the sake of Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and for the sake of Sari Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, make me humble and obedient, and for the sake of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, make me amongst your army. And the explanation of this, that in the first line the word Maruf has come twice. Behre Maruf o Sari Maruf. Now the first word is the name of the Buzurg of the Silsila, Hazrat Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and the second Maruf, it means goodness. And then in the second part of this same line, Marufo Sari, the word Sari has come twice again, De Be Khud Sari. So the word Sari has come twice in this first line again. Now in the first word, Sari, Behre Ma'rufo Sari. Now the first Sari is the name of the Buzurg of the Silsila, Sayyiduna Sari Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And in the next part of the word where it says, Be Khud Sari. And that means humble and obedient. And then in the second part of the poem, it mentions the name of the Buzurg, Junaid. Junde Haq Mein Gin Junaide. Now Junaid is the Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi of the Silsila. And just before the word Junaid, the word Junde, Junde Haq, Junde is brought as well. And the common feature in this word and in the name of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Jund the root letters are Jim, Noon, and Dal. And in the root letters of Junaid are Jim, Noon, and Dal. SubhanAllah, the poetry of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, amazing. You must have heard on Madani channel, MashaAllah, Azawajal, Ala Hazrat, he was a master. He was a genius in poetry. And not only in poetry, you know, to be fair and honest, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was a genius in every field of knowledge. Look at the poem as well again. I want to read that again to you. Behr ma'roof o sari, ma'roof de behud sari. Behr means for the sake. Behr ma'roof o sari, ma'roof de behud sari. Jun de haq me gin junaid ba safa ke wasite. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala shower millions and billions of blessings and mercies upon the mazar of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hariya Islami brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's start off with the beautiful seerat of the ninth buzurg of the Qadriya Razaviya At-Tariya Silsila, and that is Hazrat Sayyiduna Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi, Karkhi, it represents the place where he was born. Like Junaid Baghdadi, he was born in Baghdad, in the same way Karkhi is where he was born. And Sayyiduna Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born in Karkh. And his real name was Asaduddin. But he became famous with the name of Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His kunyat was Abu Mahfuz and his father's name was Firoz. And most of his early studies, or you can say that the all of his studies were with Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and ilme tariqat he learned from Sayyiduna Habib Ra'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he was, yani Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi alayhi, he was known as the Kutub of his time. Now Kutub is a rank in the amongst the awliya Allah, and it is one of the highest ranks of wilayat. And Sayyiduna Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, through his ibadat, through his taqwa and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he reached to that rank of Qutubiyyat. And my dear Islam brothers, his habit and his character, SubhanAllah, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was very, very merciful. He had a very soft heart towards the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And one day he says that on the day of Eid, Sayyiduna Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he saw an orphan child. And this child, he was crying because he could not afford any new clothing or anything. He saw other children, they were enjoying their Eid. So Sayyiduna Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was picking up dates, yani khujur from the ground. And his murid khas, Hazrat Sayyiduna Siri Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he saw that his peer or murshid is picking up dates, he went up to him and he says that, Ya Sayyidi, why are you picking up dates from the floor? And Sayyiduna Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that, I cannot bear to see this young boy on the day of Eid crying whilst the rest of the children are enjoying this day of Eid. I want to pick up as many dates as I can and take them to the market so that I can buy something for this young child so he can enjoy his Eid as well. SubhanAllah. What a beautiful character, my dear Islamic brothers. Can you imagine? You know, he's doing all this for who? For a young child so that he can enjoy Eid. And Sari Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his khas murid, he says that, Ya Sayyidi, leave the dates, I will give whatever you want for to this child. So Sayyiduna Sari Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that he went to the market and he brought new clothes and gave it to Sayyiduna Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then he gave it to the child and the child started to smile. And he says, go my son and enjoy Eid today. SubhanAllah. May Allah ta'ala shower millions and billions of blessings upon these pious people. SubhanAllah. Sayyiduna Siri Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would say that his peer kamil, yani Shaykh Hazrat Sayyiduna Ma'roof Karkhi rahmatullahi alayhi, one of his habits was that he would always stay in wuzu. And one day he says that, I saw that Hazrat was not in wuzu, and he quickly he did tayammum, yani he used the sand to do wuzu, whilst the river Tigris was just a few feet away from him. And he says that Sri Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says that I went up to him and I said, Ya Sayyidi, the water, the river is just a few feet away. Why not wait till you get to the river and then do wuzu with the water? And the reply Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala gave him, subhanAllah. He goes, my son, I cannot wait to reach the river. What if I die before reaching the river Tigris? And I will die without the state of wuzu. SubhanAllah. And this is, my dear Islamic brothers, the teaching of these awliya Allah. And one of the madani inamats that Amir Ahle Sunnat has given us, that we should try to stay in wuzu as much or as long as possible. And again, subhanAllah, you've seen the fear of Allah. Death obviously can come to us at any time. But today we don't think of these things. We think, yeah, I'm gonna get old, man. I'm gonna be old. I'm still looking for a job, so I'm gonna get a job. I'm gonna settle down with my family. And then when I get old, when I'm a pensioner, and then I'm gonna sit down and then I'll go to the masjid and do my ibadat. Yeah, how do you know that you're gonna reach to that age? How do you know that you're going to be a pensioner? You don't even know if you're gonna live the next second. Never mind reach to the age of pension. And this is something that we need to worry about. About one Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says that whenever he would be writing something and he was sharpening his pen, he would start to recite Durood-e-Pak. And his students, they would say to him that, Ya Sayyidi, what is it that you are reading when you are sharpening the pen? And the Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says that when I am writing, obviously I'm writing about the deen, so this is also ibadat. Yeah, when the pen nib breaks and I have to sharpen another one, why waste time in all that time, in them few seconds that I am sharpening the nib of the pen, why shall I stay quiet and not do ibadat? I therefore recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so all my time that I am sharpening the pen is not wasted. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Shaykh Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, one of his biggest karamas in Masalik al-Salihin is quoted that a person who was given the death sentence by the governor of the city, he was given the death sentence and then that sentence was acted upon and he was hanged. Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he passed by and he saw this person hanging, and obviously he was hanged to death, he made a dua. And he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive this person, for he has been punished in this world. Ya Allah, shower your blessings and your mercy upon him. That same night, someone saw a dream, and the person who was hanged, he was in the gardens of paradise, enjoying the hereafter. And someone asked him, Ma fa'ala Allahu bika? How did Allah Ta'ala treat you? And the person, he says, that Alhamdulillah, by the dua of Shaykh Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all my sins, and Allah Ta'ala has granted me with paradise. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was such a person that he had so much humbleness, so much ajzi inside him, so much humbleness in him. And one day his uncle, he saw him that he was sat down and he was eating food and a dog was just sat a few yards away from him. And his uncle, he became angry and he goes, why are you sat here and eating food with this dog near you? Sayyidina Shaykh Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he looked up into the sky and he saw a bird that was flying. He ordered the bird to come to him, and the bird, it flew and it sat on the shoulder or the arm of Sayyidina Shaykh Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And the bird, it covered its eyes with its wings. And Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, oh my uncle, see, everything is modest before a man who is modest before his creator Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani Allah Ta'ala ke samne jo sharam karta hai, Allah Ta'ala ki sari makhlooq us bande se sharam karti hai. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And this is, my dear Islam brothers, his ajzi, his humbleness, his down to earth character. And another beautiful thing that we should try to adopt in our lives as well. We should also try to adopt this beautiful character. Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had many khulafa, many successors. And his favorite and one of the closest successors was Hazrat Sayyiduna Sari Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I just want to mention some of the words of wisdom from Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi alayhi. He says There are three signs of a true man. Now these are words of wisdom from a wali Allah. We need to be adopting these in our lives as well. Number one is that he fulfills his promise. Number two, he praises without a motive. And number three, he gives without asking to give. You know, such beautiful words of wisdom. He praises, you know, he fulfills his promise. Whatever you have promised, you fulfill your promise. And he praises without a motive. You don't need to praise people if they've done something good. You can praise them if they haven't done anything good as well. You don't have to have someone coming up to you and tell you that this is what I've done. And then you pray, Subhanallah, MashaAllah, bahut acha kaam kiya, you've done such a great job. No, just praise people. Praise them. And then the third thing, he gives without asking to be given. You know, he doesn't give to people. When people ask for it, he will give them just like that before they ask him. And those that are hungry for wealth, such a beautiful Madani pearl, those that are hungry for wealth will never attain complete satisfaction. And that is true. Those people who are just running about, you know, after wealth, after money, this house, that house, this bungalow, that business, that car, all they're thinking about is money, money, money and money. They're running in that vicious circle. They don't know what is happening. Unka deen ke baare mein to kuch pata hi nahi hota. They don't know what is happening. What is happening in the deen? Do I have to correct my salah? Namaz is farz upon me. I don't know how to read my namazes because that thought isn't there. Wo soch nahi hai zehen mein. And Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that these people will never attain complete satisfaction. Dil ka sukoon nahi hasil kar sakta wo banda, ke jo sirf dunya ke baare mein sochta hai. The one who only thinks about this world. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islamic brothers, let's make dua that with these pious buzurg wasila of them, Allah Ta'ala makes us pious. Sayyidina Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he died on Friday the 2nd of Muharram, 200 Hijri. The 10th Buzurg of the Qadriya Razaviya Silsila. Hazrat Sheikh Maruf Karkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's Khalifa, Hazrat Sayyidina Sari Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Hazrat Sayyidina Sari Sakti Rahmatullahi Alayhi was born on 155 Hijri in Baghdad Sharif. His real name was Siruddin and was also known as Abul Hasan. His father's name was Hazrat Mughlis Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And Sari Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he used to work in a shop. And he says that one day, a Buzurg Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Habib Ra'i, he passed by my shop and I gave him some food so that he can distribute it amongst the poor people. And Habib Ra'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he made a dua for me. May Allah Ta'ala give you power to do good deeds. And he says that since then, I changed my life completely. And Alhamdulillah, he came towards the deen. And Sayyidina Sari Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was also the student of Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He was also the maternal uncle of Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, a very famous buzurg, and we're going to learn about his life as well. He was the maternal, he was the mamu of Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. There are so many miracles that Hazrat Sayyidina Sari Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi had during his lifetime. But just, my dear Islam brothers, talk about his character. Hazrat Sayyidina Sari Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he was also very, very humble and very, a lot of taqwa. And Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says that I have not seen anyone more greater abid and zahid than him. He reached to the age of 98 and the only time I saw him rest, that when the day he passed away. Yani Sri Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi lived for 98 years and them 98 years, his Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, his nephew, he says, as long as I knew my uncle, so Sari Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, I never saw him rest. That is a very beautiful Madani pool for us Muslims, for the Muballighins of Dawat-e-Islami, for all the Muslims, because we are all ambassadors of Islam. It is the duty of not just the ulama, it is the duty of every Muslim to pass the message of Islam, to spread the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah throughout the whole world. And Sari Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, his seerat tells us that we should not be, you know, relaxing and thinking to ourselves, I've done a lot of things today. Yaar, I've done 10 hours of Madani work today. I've done this, I've done that. Maine bada kaam kiya hai aaj. Now I need to rest. No, my dear Islamic brothers, there is no time to rest. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the message of Dawat-e-Islami, this is the message and the teachings of Amiri Ahl-e-Sunnat. For the sake of these Buzurgan-e-Deen, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amiri Ahl-e-Sunnat has given us this vision as well, that work, work for the Deen. Aur isiliye Amiri Ahl-e-Sunnat farmate hain, mujhe wo banda pasand hai, mujhe wo muballigh pasand hai, jo belos aur anthak Deen ke liye mehnat karta hai. Anthak, yani he doesn't get tired. Do one bayan, relax for 10 hours. That's not what a muballigh should be doing. A muballigh should always be doing madani work. Madani work is a istilahat, is a terminology of Dawat-e-Islami, meaning religious work. Never be thinking to yourself, I've done a lot this time, thoda sa aram kar lun. No. And my dear Islam brothers, Hazrat Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that, I asked my uncle that any wasiyat for me. And he says that, his wasiyat to Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi was that, oh my son, because of the people, do not be neglectful of your Rabb. Don't be too much influenced by the creation that you are neglectful of your Rabb Azza wa Jal. And meaning, my dear Islamic brothers, don't be too much falling into the dunya and neglectful of your Rabb. Hum dunya mein kaam karenge, kaam hi karna hai, work, work and work. Where is salah? Where is time for namaz? I don't get time to read namaz. I don't get time to read Quran. Why? We are neglectful of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, we need to understand, if we are neglectful of Allah Azza wa Jal, what is our hereafter going to be like? Allah Ta'ala reward us and Allah Azza wa Jal make us true Muslims. Today, my dear Islamic brothers, we only talk about the dunya. The dunya is only in our mind. Ye kamana hai, wo kamana hai, this car, this money, that money. Oh, we're doing is dunya. But subhanallah, these buzurgan deen rahimahumullah, so wow, what a beautiful character. And so much love for Allah Azza wa Jal that one day he came across this person who was drunk. He was totally gone. He had so much to drink and he was totally gone. And he was mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there was, you know, sharab and his saliva dropping from his mouth. And Sari Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala li. He went up to that person and he washed his mouth. Uska muh saaf kiya. He mostly watched him and his murids, they were there standing. And he, Musari Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he says that this person doesn't even know that whose name he is mentioning. Ye paak Rab ka naam apni is zuban se le raha hai jo napaak ho gayi hai. And he says that I washed his mouth. And then, Sari Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he saw a dream and he heard this. Oh, Sari Sakti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you washed his mouth for my sake. Tune uska muh meri wajah se, meri khatir dhoya hai. I have washed his heart for your sake. Teri khatir maine uska dil saaf kar diya hai. Subhanallah. Do not have hatred for people. Have hatred for the sin that person is committing. But never have hatred for that person. Because that person, make dua for him that Allah Ta'ala keeps him away from that sin. And Nigran-e Shura, once I can remember him doing a bayan as well. He goes, I feel sorry for these people who are committing sins. Because they're not realizing what they are doing. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, never ever have hatred towards a drug addict. Never have hatred towards an alcoholic. Hate the sin that he is doing, jo gunah kar raha hai, usse nafrat kare, us bande se kyun nafrat karte hain? Make dua for him. And alhamdulillah, this is the beautiful teachings of Dawat-e-Islami. One Madani Kafila went and the Islami brother, he says that he's na mashallah, all Muslims are Islamic brothers. But this Islami brother, he says that my life in beginning, I used to sleep on the streets. I was a beggar. I used to sleep on the streets. And he says that one day a Madani Kafila, some Islami brothers were walking past me. And it was Friday. It was Jummah. And he says that one of them came up to me and woke me up and he says to me, brother, it's time, it's Jummah today. Are you not going to read your salah, your namaz? And that Islami brother, he says, this is the first time in my life that someone called me a brother. Pehli martaba mujhe kisi ne bhai kaha hai. First time someone called me a brother. And he says that he stood up, they took me to the masjid, I did ghusl, I wore madani clothes. And you know, since then, I've never looked back at my life. Alhamdulillah, this is how we can change the life. This is the work of Dawat-e-Islami. This is how Madani life, mashallah, works can change the lives of other people. And my dear Islam brothers, from his khulafa, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, and Sayyiduna Sari Sakti rahmatullah alayhi, he passed away on Tuesday, the 13th of Ramadan, 253 Hijri. His Mazar-e-Pak, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is in the beautiful city of Baghdad Sharif. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower their blessing, shower His blessings and mercy upon these Buzurg. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the next Silsila, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we will be talking about the next Buzurg, the 11th Buzurg of the Silsila Qadriya Razaviya, and that is Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Until then, take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.